For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. On Saturday, June 10th, a bustling crowd of Beaufort County homeowners and their families assembled under a tent outside the Home Depot in Bluffton. Parents picked up pamphlets on emergency preparedness and spoke to representatives from insurance companies, while kids jumped on an inflatable bounce house nearby. This was Bluffton's second annual Storm Ready Expo, hosted by South Carolina's Department of Insurance. Beaufort County was one of the areas that was most affected when Hurricane Matthew swept through South Carolina's coast in October 2016. Now, at the beginning of 2017's hurricane season, which began June 1st and runs through November, authorities from Beaufort County and the state are promoting hurricane preparedness. According to Ray Farmer, the director of the Department of Insurance, the event was first and foremost about education.
Well, it's an educational community outreach event. We learned last year that Hurricane Ken hit this area. It was Category 1 when it hit, but it caused an awful lot of damage. So our citizens just need to take the opportunity to be prepared for whatever might come our way this year. So we just are taking this opportunity to gather with insurance companies and other common sense kind of vendors that you could use in preparation for a storm.
Such as the Red Cross, the South Carolina Wind and Hail Underwriting Association, and Beaufort County's Emergency Management Division. At the expo, Major David Zioli of Beaufort County EMD says that he's proud of his department's response to Hurricane Matthew, but that last year's experience has made his division more prepared for this year's hurricane season.
Our department was in charge of the evacuation and the recovery. The evacuation, simply put, we felt went flawless, to the point that it worked perfect according to plan. And honestly, the recovery part of people coming back on reentry went according to plan. There's always room for improvement. We're redoing and looking into a possible way to better our reentry passes and better ways to bring people back in as far as social media, because social media got ahead of us this time and we're not going to let that happen again.
Zioli views social media as both a useful tool and a challenge in weather-related emergencies. As the public takes to Twitter and Facebook to share information as weather events unfold, Zioli says it can be hard to establish a voice of authority, especially during evacuations. But he says his division is trying to make up for that this year with strategic social media presence and other technology.
We have phone apps that they can download. We have an emergency management app that will give them all of the evacuation routes. They can actually write a plan with that app, so we're endorsing that today.
From downloading apps to reviewing insurance policies, the resources presented by the vendors at the expo are united by a common theme: to encourage individuals to educate themselves about the resources available to them so that they can take responsibility for themselves and their families. Ray Farmer stresses the importance of avoiding complacency.
You know, we haven't had a large event since, you know, Hurricane Hugo, but Hurricane Matthew just serves as a reminder. But yes, we can be hit, and it caused an awful lot of damage, especially in this area. So we just need to take the time to plan, prepare, and protect ourselves and our property.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts there will be 11 to 17 named storms this season, where 12 is average. There's no way to know for sure if any of those storms will affect South Carolina, but as Farmer and Zioli observe, it can't be ruled out. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.